talking with one of the captains for the Huskies. Unfortunately, we're not really seeing her out there on the pitch, Josie Sullivan, battling a second time with a knee injury. What happened, Josie?
Basically, just during practice, a week after our first game, I pivoted and it just popped out. Yeah, just went down for the practice. 15 minutes left. It was pretty...
And it wasn't your first knee injury, and it was to the other knee. What was the other happening?
The other one was my sophomore year. It was my left ACL. I went out during our game against Century. I dribbled the ball up. I was a defender. I dribbled the ball up and pivoted again, and it was just gone. No contact, but yeah.
Older brother Ty had that happen to him in the state championship football game a few years ago. So you guys can connect a little bit, unfortunately, about something like that. How has has he helped you out, talked you through some things at all?
Yeah, he is really good with me during my physical therapy times. He knows how hard it is to come back and what the mentality you have to have with it, but he's kept me going strong and everything, which is really nice to have.
How do you still help the team? What's your role right now with this team?
A lot of the times I'm kind of just like the person that lifts up the girls' spirits when they come off or they're not having the playing time that they wanted to have during the season. So I'm kind of that person that lifts them back up and like make sure that they're still being a part of the team and they're still cheering everyone else on as well.
What do you see as the strengths of the Huskies? Observing as you do, you get to watch the whole game all along the way. What do you see as some strong points?
I believe our defense, like our back line, is super strong together, and our whole team has like a very good team. I don't even know, balance
chemistry,
with every
chemistry,
chemistry and everything. So it's really fun to be just watching them because they cheer everyone else on and like each other. But I would say that our back line, our defensive line, is really strong this year.
What would it take for Owatonna to advance far in the playoffs, knowing which teams, and you've seen almost all of them, to Farmington coming up as we talk yet, but what will it take for Owatonna to advance far?
I would say just winning these next few games, and definitely beating Northfield would put us at the top of the Big Nine Conference, which would help us a lot, and then basically just finishing out the second half. That's been one of our struggles, and so I think that if we finish out the second half, then we have a very good chance of moving on.
Homecoming coming up. What are you looking forward to? What do you think you'll like about that?
I think that like the parade will be super fun. I get to ride in a convertible, so I'm excited for that. But just the football game and everything, it's always super fun. Just being with everyone and the whole town comes out and everything, which is really exciting to see.
All right. Well, Josie, I wish you well in recovery. I should ask, what's your plan after high school?
Go to a four-year, hopefully going to something with medicine.
Okay. Be able to fix yourself then after that, I guess. I'm not sure. All right. Thanks, Josie.
Thank you.